Notes from the third co-design workshop, dated Thursday the 4th of May, narrated by Joe Gilfillan in the Parnell Studios of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind. Hi, the third co-design workshop was held on Thursday the 4th of May in Wellington. At the workshop, we reviewed the draft terms of reference, talked about who we are designing for and the differences in the disability community, identified what needs to change in the system, agreed what work we would do between now and the next session. Reviewed draft terms of reference. The draft terms of reference for the co-design group was circulated, and some amendments will be made before being finalized. We need to design the system to meet the needs of a diverse disability community. We discussed diversity factors, a design tool that helps us to understand the breadth of the community. These are expressed as a range with an extreme at each end and lots of people in between. Some of the diversity factors we discussed were limited options to creating solutions. Some disabled people and their families lack confidence and focus on what they can't do, thereby limiting the possibilities, while others search for and create solutions and options. Risk adverse to developing independence. This ranges from risk adverse and protective parents and carers to those who support people to be independent and make choices about their life. Willingness to engage or trust the system. There might be issues of fear, privacy, resistance about being labelled, tikanga, hoha, distrust of the crown, discomfort about the assessment process, or they live with dysfunctional families. Others have trust in the system and the people involved. Sense of identity. Some disabled people do not yet know where they belong, while others have a strong sense of identity and of belonging. Socially isolated to strong peer networks. Visible impairment, where other people accept your need for support compared to invisible impairments. Impairments fluctuate, needs are unpredictable and changing, while some impairments and needs are stable. Financial options. The type of life disabled people experience can be limited by a lack of finances, which reduces the options available, while others are financially stable and have more choice. Use of technology. Some disabled people have no access to or any confidence with technology, while others are at ease and able to use new technology. We agreed that further work needed to be done before the next workshop to understand the range of experience for disabled Māori and Pacific peoples. What needs to change in the system? We started to map what the new system could look like for some disabled people and what needs to change in the current system to be able to achieve that. The co-design group used personas to create a journey in a typical situation and how it should unfold if the new system was designed in a way to enable a good outcome. Work going forward. Disabled representatives on the co-design group were interviewed about their experiences of the current system and shared their insights with co-design facilitators ThinkPlace. The co-design group is being sent a summary of the insights from the interviews. At the last workshop, the group identified past lessons, insights, and research that we want to inform our co-design process. Between now and the next workshop, the co-design group will be reviewing these to identify what to do and what not to do in the new system. The next workshop will be held on Thursday, the 11th of May. If you have any ideas to contribute, would like to add to the discussions, or have any questions about the process, please email us at stfeedback@moh.govt.nz. Sasha O'Day, Program Lead, System Transformation. That concludes notes from the third co-design workshop of Thursday 4 May, narrated by Joe Gilfillan in the Parnell Studios of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind.